Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Tuesday, Two for Tuesday, Facebook Live. Good to have you here. A lot of production in the Golden Mastermind Seminars Corporation today between real estate investing, coaching, closing sales, prospecting, being in the flow, being in the moment, resolving challenges. So the topic for today's Facebook Live is belief, a sense of certainty. The call is already starting to populate. Erica Anderson, I see that hand up right there. There you go, Erica. Good to see you. Lori in beautiful Orange County, California. Welcome, everyone. It's a beautiful, sunny day in California today. Welcome, everyone. Scott Lucas, good to see you. Heather, so good to see you. Heather, thank you for that beautiful video and message you sent me. That was so awesome. Welcome, everyone. Heather sent me a video from her company's event with several women that I coached. It was absolutely heartfelt. That is Heather Vajan, top-tier, first-class human being. Debbie Fair, good to see you. So awesome to see you. Annie Perez, good to see you here this afternoon. I want to make sure I see everyone. Debbie Fair is one of the longest tenured clients that I've coached. Debbie hired me 3 years ago, rehired me to be her coach, and I coached Debbie back in the day, 2002 and 2003. And we have one of my exceptional clients, Carrie Thompson. Carrie, so good to see you here. Carrie is a top-tier professional real estate professional in the Sacramento Bay Area and is a first-class woman who I've had the privilege to coach going on 2 years. So good to see you here, Carrie. Debbie says hello. Yes, beautiful here in California today. So Carrie, Debbie, and myself all live in the area. Carrie, Debbie lives in Discovery Bay. So Debbie is my client going back to 2002. Good to see you here, everybody, on today's Facebook Live. The book that I've been reading the most as I refer books and content and authors and truthers and patriots and people that I follow is this book right here, Transcending Levels of Consciousness. The chapter on apathy is game-changing content. Lori Benton, so good to see you. So if you will go to page 77, there we go, 77 on apathy. Now, apathy is low-level energy. It's despondent energy. And other than myself, I don't believe anyone breaks down what causes an addiction like Hawkins does. I will give Hawkins number one, and I'll take number two on that. Hawkins breaks down apathy so that you can understand it, and it makes it palatable so that you understand that despondent energy, depression energy, give up energy, rock bottom energy, I'm in the tank, I can't produce, I don't feel good, I'm sick, I'm overwhelmed, I'm coming down with something, that's all in the apathy situation. And when someone fucks you over, takes advantage of you, promises something and doesn't deliver, the body drops into apathy. Corey Van Winkle, good to see you. And the more you can understand that energy, and that's part of the cardio cocktail that an addict lives on, that low and that high. So the low is the apathy, and then the high becomes the I got to overcome it. I'm Superman. I'm Superwoman. I go on that cardio cocktail, that neurochemical high. If by God, I'm going to do it if it's going to kill me. That's the high and the low. And so the conference for today is knowing, trusting, believing, and the power of belief. Now, in the late 80s, for those of you who were around back then and reading content, Robbins made his breakthrough. Tony Robbins originally got his start with Jim Rohn. I have a long history with Jim Rohn. I do not have a history with Tony Robbins, but I knew Jim Rohn personally. I shared the stage with him on 5 different occasions. His manager, Kyle Wilson, was a very good acquaintance of mine, and Kyle introduced me to the world champion of memory, Ron White, who used to speak at events with me. Ron White memorized the Vietnam Wall forward and backwards, so to give you context on his brilliance. And Ron White and I did a lot of events together in the 2000s. But Rohn was Tony Robbins' mentor early in Robbins' career. Robbins used to sell Jim Rohn seminars. And in context to that, in really understanding what a belief is, and Robbins was the person who really started to popularize the term belief and self-improvement. And so Robbins wrote a chapter on Awaken the Giant Within, and he broke it down, and what a belief is, it's a sense of certainty. And so that's what the topic is today. is on either certainty or uncertainty, and that's consciousness, anxiety, fear, and doubt. And as you start to understand the contradiction between the two, and you begin to come into the middle of belief, and then you live in that sense of certainty. Tamara Fox, good to see you. It is awesome to see you. I believe Tamara moved to Missouri. I've met Tamara before in Los Angeles. And the more that you understand that belief, that sense of certainty, and the more that you begin to live in that certainty, the more that you live in the now and the know, the more that you know, K-N-O-W, that you K-N-O-W, not N-O, that you know, and you put it in the now forum. And so when you know, then you're not in any doubt. And that certainty that you live in now is transmutable. And when your communication style begins to change, this is one of the keys to this whole process of transformation. So your word choice is, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. And I coached a woman today and a sister to understand that when you edify being overwhelmed, you are overwhelmed. So being overwhelmed is one of the most common emotions that the American populace lives in. That emotion dominates society. I'm overwhelmed. This is why people don't make their bed. They rebel against it. This is why the dishes stack up in the sink. Corey, good to see you, my brother. RDM Rachel, good to see you. The dishes stack up in the sink. You can't get your car into the garage. My contractor takes his projects to 90% finished and doesn't finish them. I mean, yesterday the refrigerator shows up and the refrigerator hole isn't finished. I mean, this isn't mind-blowing. This is facts. This is what many people do, is they finish projects 90%. Then they have about 30 of them. There, it means they're starters and not finishers. And that means in their belief system leaves them in a place that they don't believe that they can finish. And so the cardio cocktail comes from bottoming out, from people chewing their ass out, being disappointed at them, calling them up, going off on them, being frustrated, using the MF word, the FF word, the F word, and a multitude of other situations that creates this rejection that these people feel. They bottom out in disbelief, not being good enough. The ultimate disbelief is not being good enough. So the ultimate uncertainty is not being good enough. And that is where so many people live. Now, if you're on this Facebook Live, you're in the process of evolution. You're in the process of recovery. You're in the process of transformation. You're in the process of transforming your feelings. You're in some level of sobriety. Wherever it is, you're in the right place at the right time, because I foster these feelings. And I see Cassie's on the call. Kira's on the call. Kira, please post your website where people can see the majesty and the vision you have, and you put it on canvas. Kira Faircho, world-class painter, is on today's Facebook Live, and I highly endorse her. And so Kira is a world-class painter. She's not an oil painter. She's not a watercolor painter. She's not an amateur. She is a professional. So her artistry is how she makes her living. So she believes that she's capable of that, and people will buy from her. But if she transmutes, I could paint this, but I'm not sure if people will buy from me, then she won't even do the paintings, because what would be the point? And that's the way so many people live. They live in a disbelief, not believing. They live in a disbelief of not believing that they're good enough, that they then sabotage their success by completely avoiding it, and then they avoid failing by failing, and it becomes the ultimate contradiction. The let go process, the letting go, so to change a belief is to have a vision of an outcome that's different than what you already have. To change a belief is an inner knowing state where it becomes an I am. I am good enough. And there's an incorporation. And that means that you have to train your ego to silence the inner critic. The ego is the lower self that likes to talk to you like you're not good enough. What's the point? What's the use? I can't get out of bed today. I approach and avoid. This is going to be the day, but it's not. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll put it off to the last minute. And that's what so many people do. They live in this overwhelmed state of not believing, praying for a miracle, hoping something different happens, and they don't have the action plan to change the energy. The way that you change a belief regarding an addiction is you start to do it over a period of time. You do a 24-hour period of not relapsing. You go 24 hours without being critical. You go 24 hours without eating sugar. You go 24 hours without drinking. And you go to bed, even if that, oh God, I want some instant gratification before I go to bed. Well, you let go of those feelings and you go to bed. And then you wake up and you're not guilty from the night before, from what you did right before you went to bed. And as you begin to do this over and over again, it creates a reflex. And that reflex is the pleasure isn't worth the pain. People ask me, don't you miss alcohol? I've been clean and sober 33 years. Occasionally, I'll have that romance of what a double Stolichnaya martini or a good scotch would taste like, or a sip of Dom Perignon, or some of those situations, or a Louis XIII. But I know this, for me, the pleasure wouldn't be worth the pain. One's too many, and the thousand's not enough. The same situation goes with cheating, having affairs, stealing, chronic debting, all these other situations, because of all the energy it takes to be an addict. Look how much energy people spend being not good enough. People spend their entire life being not good enough. Beth Devine, good to see you this afternoon. And so many people live in this, I'm not good enough. And they spend their entire life in this energy exhausting themselves, which then exhausts the immune system, the lymphatic system, the adrenal system, and they end up being exhausted in an overwhelmed state. And then they stand in line at the pharmacies of the world and they get medicated. And they medicate to hesitate, to procrastinate, to pontificate, to get ready, avoiding their greatest success, being their best self. And if you're in this space, now is the time to let go because it's exhausting. The pleasure isn't worth the pain. And the way that you begin to change this belief, you change it through your feelings and your words. Your sentence structure requires changing if you use words like need to, like to, kinda, guess, and I don't know. If you use these terms frequently in your sentence structure, then the mind-body connection between your body and your brain, you'll be in this state of hesitation. This hesitation creates avoidance and procrastination. When you're committed, when you're able to commit, that's a different word. Commit is a word of belief. This is why when you ask someone, a contractor, a vendor, a teammate, or you're asking a prospect, can you commit to that? You're asking a trial closing question. When someone says, and then you ask people, do you see the value? I mean, you're asking the commitment questions, and you ask this throughout a conversation. Would you feel comfortable in going out on a date with me? And there's a big difference between saying, I'd like to date, or would you feel comfortable going on a date? Would it be possible for you and I meet for dinner? That's a commitment question versus an interest. So interest and commitment are like belief and disbelief. And when you begin to understand the difference between these two parables, then you will no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. And in that separation between disbelief and belief, you're raising your energy, you're raising your vibration. Because what you're doing is you're actually accessing the courage to let go of the events that shape the feelings. You're letting go of the past. You're letting go of regret. You're letting go of your anxieties and worries and doubts about a future that hasn't happened. And you focus a lot more on being right here. I believe I can accomplish this today. So in setting goals, what many people do is they set these big goals. They don't have a plan. And then they wing it. And then they don't accomplish the goal. And the reason this happens is because they didn't really believe it was going to happen. So goals are measured in increments. This is why you have a daily method that you operate in. Instead of winging it, you have a daily method that you operate in. I ask a woman today, she says, oh, I have all this laundry to fold. I go, can you commit to folding it? She goes, it could take 3 hours. Well, I didn't ask her how long it would take. I asked her if she could commit to it. That's a belief question. And by the end of our conversation, she'd committed to folding the laundry, not later, but immediately after the call. And I asked her if she could account for that. I asked her if she'd be willing to follow through on that. Now, I'm assisting her to believe in a new belief. Simon Sinek says in the book Start With Why, find people who believe what you believe. And that happens in the law of energy. So if you're in low-level energy, you're going to find people who believe what you believe. If you're in a higher level of transmutational energy, if you're in recovery, if you're in sobriety, I suggest that you don't go to the bar and drink with people or hang out with people who drank, because those are the people who believe that alcohol will soothe the pain. Or these are the people who are in that energy. But you want to be able to attract people who believe what you believe. And as you change your beliefs and you change your emotional structure, there's a biology that happens in that belief. That's the book, Biology of Belief, written by Bruce Lifton. It means there's chemistry in that belief. There's a new neurochemical bond that happens in that belief that you're changing. And a new set of neurons are beginning to wire and fire. The old neurons that wire and fire are based on anxiety, fear, and doubt, trauma bonds, molestation, sexual abuse, anger, violence that you grew up in, passive-aggressive and narcissistic parents, brothers and sisters, households that there's rejection and abandonment, men and women going in and out of the household, affairs, grow up with parents or swingers, and all these situations that affect your emotional state where you're in fight or flight as a child. Well, that fight or flight that you're in a child, that fight or flight becomes the anxiety you live in as an adult. And as you begin to address the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then there's a separation that happens. And that's how you change a belief. When you start to forgive, that changes a belief. When you start to let go of the shame that you've held on to about the events that you hold yourself responsible for, you're responsible for the events, but when you let go of the shame of the events, that's changing the belief. Because when you're in shame, you're virtually telegraphing, I'm not good enough. And please hire me for this job, but don't. Or please let me do the services and don't pay me because I'm not good enough. Or let me under-earn, undercharge, and undervalue myself, and I'll bring with the lowest common denominator that the free market bears. And so that when you begin to change that, when you begin to value yourself, you're changing a belief. When you're not good enough, it means you have no value. And that relegates you to attracting to your reality people who will violate you, people who will be passive aggressive, people who will criticize you, people who will sabotage relationships. And then you yourself will stay codependent, enabling, over obligating, doing more for others than you do for yourself. And as you begin to change that belief. So being selfish is another belief that hinders people. I don't want to appear to be selfish. Well, who am I to think I could make $1 million in a calendar year? Well, you are you, and you could be free. You would free yourself of that disbelief of not being good enough. And so the ego goes, yeah, but how do I do that? Well, it's not a how do I, it's an I am. It's an I am committed to one day at a time. So when you start to practice the one moment, 1 minute, 1 hour, one day at a time principle, then you won't be as overwhelmed. But when you're like, oh my God, this is so big. How am I ever going to clean this apartment up? Oh my God, I have 3 hours of laundry. Well, break it down and do it in 1 half-hour increment. Begin to start a plan. And oh my God, I haven't gone through the mail for so long. I have a year's worth of mail. Well, do some of it. I once coached a woman that was behind 9 years on taxes. By the time I finished with her, in a one-year period, she had brought all of her taxes forward. Now, I was very instrumental in that by assisting her change of belief. Oh, my God, I'm so afraid of what's going to happen with the IRS. I go, well, first of all, you're not going to be talking to the IRS. You're going to hire an accountant who does it for you. I mean, you don't talk to the IRS in a situation like this. I assisted her to find an accountant in her backyard who was local to her, who she was asked for a series of referrals. And I had the account. I actually got on the phone with the accountant for her and explained the situation. Oh, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know where to start. Well, I'm not overwhelmed. I do know where to start. And I started her in that process. And the money that she thought she owed, it was a lot less than she thought it was going to be. And the IRS and her account reached a suitable payment plan that over a 3-year period, she would be able to catch up on her taxes and then would not be overwhelmed. So Cassie says, yeah, butters are disqualifiers for people who I want to surround myself with. That's correct. 1 minute at a time, I am committed. I anticipate myself. So these are some of these. I'm reading some of the comments that people are posting. Thank you very much. Cynthia Dombrowski, good to see you this afternoon. So Cynthia Dombrowski is also a woman who changed a belief. Her health was breaking down. She was able to let go of the silicone injections that she had in her breast implants and over a period of time completely changed her health. She's now a health coach. Cynthia, feel free to post where people can find you, your group specifically. Cynthia is a part of, she has one group and then teaches people also coffee enemas and the value of detoxing with that specific healing modality. Roger, how are you this evening? Roger Maldonado, how are you this afternoon? It's good to see you on today's call. And Cassie, as always, awesome to have you here on Facebook Live on the second Tuesday, 2022. So it's good to be here with you this afternoon. Now, this is Two for Tuesday, meaning this is one of two events that I will host tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as it's crossed over into Wednesday morning. I'll be hosting a Facebook Live at 9 p.m. Pacific this evening. And in scaling consciousness, in changing a belief, the way you start to change a belief is by accessing courage. the courage to change. So that silences the inner critic. You require to be able to look at the ego and say, stop, I'm going to shut you down. I don't want to hear this. I'm no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. And as you're able to create that separation, you're able to step out of the old belief that I'm not good enough. When you're not good enough, you under-earn, you underachieve, you get paid. You don't get paid what the free market bears. You get paid what a job is worth. Jobs are very challenging in today's world. There's a lot of rules and regulations that we've never encountered before. Getting on an airplane is a whole other situation. I mean, there's a lot of situations that have happened in the last couple of years, and it's important you really begin to change your beliefs and you take a real good look at what a core belief is. The core belief is a belief that you've been conditioned to believe in, and you can change some of those core beliefs and reevaluate the situation and see the situation of what's going on behind the veil. So that means you're able to take your mask off, your ego off, and you can find that best self in there, that self that's believable, that is good enough. And when you are good enough, you are unequivocally transmuting and transmoting energy of love and joy and bliss rather than energy of anxiety, fear, and doubt. And I'm always overwhelmed. Change your words, change your life. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you're on this Facebook Live today and you've not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call from me, or you'd like to add on to your existing coaching or your former client, go right up there in Messenger and send me a message and I will respond to you within 24 hours. Deviani, good to see you this afternoon. Deviani is an exceptional sales professional, a mom of two, crushing it in the selling world. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Roger, thank you for that great compliment. You're a good man, Roger. Good day and goodbye.